It's Friday, August 9th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God. Over 50 villagers in Myanmar, many of whom are Christians, have been released after 6 months of captivity. The Worldview spoke to Gina Goh with International Christian Concern.
There were about 50 Kumi villagers. They are of Chin ethnic groups. They were adopted by the American army and brought to their base located between the Myanmar and Bangladesh border. Although the American army claimed that this was because that they were taking them away for safety, but it's not true. They basically were abducted, and they were at one point used as human shields. I think it's a way to protect the Arakan army themselves because they were having intense fighting with the Burmese army.
Sadly, one of the villagers died in captivity. However, two others were able to escape and tell others.
During this duration, at first, two people managed to escape earlier, I think around April, May-ish. And so they were able to tell other people what happened to them and ask people to continue to press on American army to release these civilians. So we were happy to see that all of them seemed to be released.
Immediately following today's newscast, stay tuned for a Worldview special report about how you can pray for Christians in Myanmar who are often forgotten. And visit missiontomyanmar.com to learn how you can help our brothers and sisters in Christ there. Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 40, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Since March, millions of protesters have flooded the streets of Hong Kong in opposition to a bill that would allow criminals to be extradited to Communist China, which has been seeking to extend control over the jurisdictionally distinct territory of Hong Kong. At one point, the Christian hymn, "Sing Hallelujah to the Lord," became the anthem of the protests, which have morphed into a general call for democratic reforms in the government. In response, the Chinese government, in cooperation with Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam, declared war on the protests, involving preventative arrests and deploying the Chinese army if deemed necessary. Amazon Studios is releasing a documentary in theaters today called One Child Nation, showing the devastations of China's one-child policy and forced abortions. The communist regime has been scaling back population control, though, since 2015, after decades of abortions, sterilizations, and abandoned newborns that the government estimated wiped out 400 million children. Galatians 6, verse 7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Yesterday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit in Philadelphia ruled unanimously in favor of a Pennsylvania county keeping their 70-year-old seal and flag that feature a cross at the center. The cross represents the county's German settlers who fled persecution in their homeland for religious liberty in America. An atheist group targeted Lehigh County for its Christian symbol in 2016. This ruling follows a Supreme Court decision in June that allowed for the Bladensburg Peace Cross War Memorial to remain on public property. The National Rifle Association has warned President Donald Trump against supporting gun control this week following recent mass shootings in Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas. Following the shootings, Trump voiced his willingness to endorse extensive background checks for gun sales. White House officials say Trump has waffled between wanting to do more on gun control and concern over backlash from his supporters if he does. 400 pastors are headed to Liberty University for an event this week organized by the American Renewal Project in preparation for the 2020 elections. The American Renewal Project has encouraged pastors for years to lead their congregations in restoring Christian values in politics and even running for office themselves. Since then, hundreds of pastors have run for office. Newt Gingrich told CBN News, quote, "David Blaine's Pastors in Pews training sessions are having an effect across the country. In California and Missouri, we have evidence that trained and courageous pastors can change history," end quote. Paul said in 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2, "I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. And finally, Holocaust survivor Shoshana Ovitz celebrated her 104th birthday recently by fulfilling her dream of visiting Israel's Western Wall with her extended family of 400, including children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Ovitz survived the Auschwitz concentration camp some 74 years ago. A picture of her surrounded by her descendants has garnered hundreds of thousands of shares around the world. We have it linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, August 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. In an in-depth look into what Christians in Myanmar face, Gina Go of International Christian Concern told The Worldview that Chin and Kuchin Christians face some of the most severe discrimination and persecution.
They have this double identity. If you're a Christian and if you're of other ethnic groups, you tend to be targeted. It's the same with the Kuchin Christians because for both Chin group and Kuchin ethnic groups, they have more than 90% of Christianity, followers of Christianity. So that's why in the Buddhist majority countries, and especially Buddhism is such a powerful religion in the country, and then they also have the backing of the Burmese army. So they seem to be targeting Christians and ethnic minority groups at the same time.
She said the kidnapping of 54 mostly Christian villagers, like the one in February, is usually rare.
This type of scale is rare to see because obviously 50 people is quite a big group, but we still see and hear cases from Rakhine State while all eyes are on the Rohingya issue right now. We know that a lot of the minority ethnic groups who are Christians inside Rakhine State, they are still being persecuted individually, sometimes by the Buddhist groups inside their community or sometimes by the army.
Go said that the Christians are still being pressed hard on many different sides.
It's not just one side, like, oh, our enemy is Burmese army. They also have to face the African army or whatever other insurgent in the area. Sometimes they live in fear and they also don't know how to voice their concerns, or some of them are afraid that once they say something, then, you know, trouble will come to them or they will be spotted.
She said that an in-country representative told her a recent story of a Christian who was killed just for witnessing some fighting.
The other day, a Christian witnessed the violent acts of the insurgents, and then he was killed just for seeing that. So this is still happening, but it's not getting out because sometimes they don't have the means to get the news out. So I really would like to offer more attention to the Christian situation inside Rakhine State especially.
Go shared some pretty important prayer requests for the Christians in Myanmar.
Definitely that they will be able to continue to persevere in this harsh situation because they don't have much choice, especially a lot of them are not educated. They can't just freely move around within the country, so they have to live there. So they have to find a way to continue their faith while trying to avoid danger in a way for people to pay more attention to them, to their plight, and put pressure on the stakeholders, whether it's the Burmese army or the African army or whatever insurgent groups that are in there vicinity. And then last but not least, I think that even within Myanmar, other Christians can band together and help their brothers and sisters in Christ that are suffering.
Please don't forget these dear brothers and sisters who are facing daily hate and rejection for following Jesus Christ. Learn more of the trials of the Myanmar Christians and ways you can pray for them at a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Our Savior explained what to expect in this world. John 15, verses 18 through 20 says, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.